online,
on your smartphone,
from the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM
with the latest news for Kent at one. Here's Tom Crosdale.
A 16-year-old boy from Kent's been arrested on suspicion of terror offences. He was stopped by police at Stansted trying to get on a plane flying out of the UK. He's being questioned on suspicion of having information which could be useful for someone planning an attack.
This is KM FM.
A man accused of murdering his daughter at a caravan park in Herne Bay has appeared in court. 19-year-old Olivia Cray died after allegedly being attacked in Canterbury Road on Friday. Richard Cray, who's 63 and thought to live on the same road, has also been charged with trying to murder a second person believed to be his partner. He confirmed his name before magistrates today and has been remanded in custody until Wednesday, when the case will be heard at Crown Court. A Chatham man's been locked up for 16 months for stalking TV and radio presenter Sarah Cox. 50-year-old Tony Collins from Afghan Road was also sentenced for having indecent images of children on his PC. Police are continuing to investigate after a man was stabbed at McDonald's in Gravesend. A video's come out online appearing to show the lead up to the attack earlier this month. Tweeted the video at KMFM News. The parents of the seriously ill baby Charlie Gard hope they can convince the judge to change his mind today and allow him to receive experimental treatment. The 11-month-old's being treated at Great Ormond Street Hospital. Doctors say he should be allowed to die. Jonathan Montgomery is a healthcare law professor. He says it's tough to say whether the therapy will help.
We have to remember that there are very few people with this condition in the world, and that the new evidence, I think, is not new evidence about the use of the treatment in humans, but it's new evidence in the lab about how it would work.
A 7-year-old boy has been badly hurt after being hit by a car in Dartford. It happened in Temple Hill Square at around 2:30 on Friday afternoon. Police say the driver of the black Golf initially stopped but then drove off.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
It's been revealed 85 people were arrested in Kent in the last year thanks to the Crime Stoppers Most Wanted website. The online list features people the police want to question about serious crimes like drugs offences and violence. The charities also launched a summer campaign focusing on fighting human trafficking and modern slavery. Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott says the service they provide is vital.
Crime Stoppers itself is a fantastic organisation that Kent Police have been working with for a long time. Crime Stoppers get results. We had 85 arrests in the county last year as a result of appeals and information that came forward as a result of people contacting Crime Stoppers.
Experts are warning children in Kent not to play near power lines over the summer holidays. UK power networks have been going into schools across the county to show the dangers of overhead electricity cables. Youngsters are being advised to look up and check for wires before pitching a tent or flying a kite. Ros Forbes is a safety advisor at UK Power Networks. She also has this advice.
If you lose something like a football or your property in anything like an electricity substation, never go in to get it. Please don't ignore the warnings. Signs, but what you can do is contact UK Power Networks and we can get it back for you safely.
And Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk has taken more than £9.5 million in its opening weekend here in the UK. The film stars Kent's Mark Rylance and One Direction's Harry Styles. It's also taken more than $50 million over in the US.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent's Tammy Beaumont and Laura Marsh helped England win their fourth Women's World Cup title. With that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, they beat India by 9 runs after setting them a target of 229 in the final at Lord's. Anya Shrubsole took 6 wickets to help clinch the title. Captain Heather Knight says their hard work paid off.
All that we've done in the last 18 months is to deal with situations like that when it's the heat's on, and Anya Shrubsole, what a hero. What a day.
Meantime, Kent are seventh in their T20 Blast group this lunchtime. The Spitfires could only manage a draw with Sussex Sharks yesterday. They've won just 2 of their 6 games so far in the competition. Ailie Doyle has been chosen as Britain's team captain for next month's World Athletics Championships in London. All 78 members of the squad had a vote. The 400-metre hurdle specialist came top. And Shane Byrne won both races at Brands Hatch yesterday at the British Superbikes Championships. It means the rider from Sheppey is top of the standings after 6 rounds.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.